Nolte, Media Buried Biden's Love of Segregationists to Protect Obama. By John Nolte on June 21, 2019. Joe Biden spent 8 years as vice president, and thanks to our useless, partisan, deceitful, fake news media, we are only now learning about Biden's abiding love for Democrat segregationists. Joe Biden hearts Democrat segregationists. That is just a fact. A fact that is only coming out now despite his being a public figure for nearly 50 years. Despite a public record of his love for Democrat segregationists having been available to the media for just as long. In fact, until a couple of days ago, Biden was so sure the media would not criticize him. So used to getting a pass on his love for Democrat racists. He was still running around, in this, the year of our Lord 2019, bragging about how much it meant to him to be called son, instead of boy. By a racist Democrat. Yep, sure sounds to me like Slow Joe, who turns 147 next year. Misses the good old boy days when a white man could feel superior to a black boy based on nothing more than skin color. But look at everything we are learning. Now. Look at everything our fake news media chose not to tell us in 2008 when Biden was running for vice president. And don't forget we are talking about the same fake news media that sent legions of fake journalists to Alaska to find out which library books Biden's rival, then-Governor Sarah Palin, checked out. Only now are we learning that in 1975 Biden said his party needed a liberal George Wallace, that he believed segregation was a good thing as a matter of black pride, and that he voted to restore the American citizenship of Confederate President Jefferson Davis. Did you know that as recently as 1988, Biden praised a Democrat segregationist as a man of character and courage? All of this is coming to light now for only one reason. The media were not interested in 2008 because in 2008 the media were only interested in protecting Barack Obama. Here is the first black president hooking up with a vice president enamored with segregation and segregationists, and the media buried it all, and did so while attacking Obama's rivals. Palin, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Donald Trump. Who have no history of BFF in segregationists, as racists. But now that the media want a far-left extremist to win the 2020 Democrat nomination, now that they want mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren, now that the media have decided no more old, white guy presidents, they are all over Biden's racist past. In other words, 11 years later, we are just now entering day 4 of the media vetting Joe Biden. If there is no upside for their far-left agenda, the media hide the truth. But if a truth will help move a major political party even further to the left, the media are all but willing to admit they covered up that truth for decades by proclaiming, "Hey, look at what we found." So politicized are the media, they do not care how shameless, corrupt, hypocritical, or fake they look in attempting to destroy Biden with information they have known for decades. All that matters is the agenda. The good news is that the events of the last few days serve as one more nail in the coffin of a dying institution that cannot disappear into the void fast enough. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.